From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. The number of hate groups in the U.S. is on the rise. That's according to the latest figures from the Southern Poverty Law Center that tracks hundreds of these groups around the country. The center has a map that shows where these groups reside and how active they've been recently. Florida has the second most active hate groups in the U.S., only behind California. One of those groups that's been active for years is in Palm Beach County. It's called Stormfront, and their website's gotten a lot of hits recently. I spoke with Mark Potok, a writer and expert on the radical right, who used to be with the Southern Poverty Law Center, and we talked about why these groups are growing in numbers.
Well, I think what is unquestionably happening is that the radical right as a whole is growing. That does not necessarily mean that the number of groups, Klan groups, neo-Nazi groups, and so on, is growing. I think what we are noticing more and more is that an awful lot of people who are essentially unaffiliated are coming into this movement as individuals. They're not actually joining groups in many cases.
Florida is now ranked second in the number of hate groups being tracked by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Why is that? Why is Florida so attractive? Or is it just that we're a very populous state?
Florida has some of its own unique contributing factors. I think one of the important things about Florida is how very divided it is. If you really think about the state of Florida, South Florida is really quite a different world than Central and Northern Florida. I mean, if you go to places like Tallahassee and Jacksonville, essentially you are in the deep South. And certainly that is even more true as you get into more rural areas, not just the urban areas. In South Florida, of course, we have very large groups of people who are not white, who are often foreign-born, who are Jewish, and in other ways minority. There's also a much more out LGBT population in South Florida. And I think it is where we see those kinds of up-close conflicts and clashes and collisions that these groups tend to form.
Let's look at South Florida specifically, and I wanted to focus on one group in Palm Beach County, Stormfront. What is this group?
Stormfront is really a huge web forum. It was started in 1995 by a man named Don Black in West Palm, where Don Black still is. Don Black was a former Alabama Klan leader who went to prison in the early 1980s for attempting to invade a small Caribbean island by the name of Dominica, which he intended to turn into a white state. Stormfront today has more than 300,000 registered members. It's been a real source of ideology, of ideological discussion. It has helped to promote certain radical right-wing leaders. You know, I think one other important thing to say about Stormfront is that it is not merely a website. Stormfront also organizes gatherings of people in real life. So it's not simply one of these places on the internet where people with extreme ideas go to vent.
You spent decades tracking so many of these groups and their activities. And when you were at the Southern Poverty Law Center, you guys created the map where people can see where these different groups are located. But really, how are authorities using that information?
I do think that law enforcement, especially federal agencies, but also state and local agencies, use the information in part simply to get a sense of how big the scene is, where the groups are located, which of the groups appear to be producing the most violence. I don't think there's any doubt, for instance, that analysts at the Department of Homeland Security look regularly at Stormfront. And that is why, in part, organizations like Stormfront try very hard to get their followers to not discuss things like criminal activity.
I've been speaking with Mark Potok, recently of the Southern Poverty Law Center, a writer and expert on the radical right. You can find the center's hate map on our website at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez.